So great to see everybody.
很高兴看到大家。
Today I want to start off by asking you a question.
我今天要先问大家一个问题。
So do you know if you're a Christian, do you know you have some major enemies?
你知道你是一个基督徒，你知道你有一些重要的敌人吗
？Now you might say, "Whoa, I'm a Christian. I love everybody."
你可能会说，我是基督徒，我爱所有的人呐。
I don't have, you know, enemies.
我没有敌人呐。
Well, as a Christian, you may love everybody.
作为一个基督徒，你也许爱每一个人。
But everybody does not love you.
可是并不是每一个人都爱你。
You know, Jesus said, if the world hates you,
耶稣说，如果世人恨，若恨你们，
keep in mind, it hated me first.
你们要知道，恨你们以先已经恨我了。
So as Christians, we're going to prepare ourselves for spiritual battle.
所以作为一个基督徒，我们要准备好面对属灵的征战。
If we don't, we may be surprised and suffer.
如果我们没有准备好的话，我们可能会被吓到，或者是我们会受伤害。
So, the title of this sermon, Gird Up Your Loins, that might throw you a little bit. What the heck is that?
这个就是今天讲到的题目叫做束上你们的腰。
Which button am I pushing here? This one?
Right.
The right button. All right, let's see if this works. Yeah, okay, good. Okay, so basically it means you're going to prepare for a spiritual battle.
这其实它的意思就是要我们做好属灵征战的准备。
And don't worry, I'm going to explain that very clearly in a few minutes.
我一会儿会跟大家解释清楚。
So for your enemies, here are your three main enemies.
我们有敌人，我们下面有三个。
You may have heard this before. The world, the flesh, and the devil.
我们可能以前听过，就是世界、肉体和魔鬼是我们的敌人。
Now the world and the devil, those are external to you.
这个世界还有魔鬼是一个外在的敌人。
But your battle with the flesh, that's an internal, spiritual, internal battle.
可是肉体这个敌人呢是内在的一个属灵征战。
But all three of these enemies of the Christian, they war against us inside in our soul.
可是这三个敌人呢都在跟我们征战。
So Peter, the Apostle Peter, in his first letter to the church, he's going to warn us about spiritual enemies.
所以这个使徒彼得呢，他在他的第一封书信里头，就是要提醒我们这个属灵的征战。
Peter's going to teach us how to fight the spiritual battle.
他要教导我们如何来打这场属灵的战争。
And to win.
而且赢。
Okay, in the Apostle Peter's day, the worldly powers that were against the early church, primarily it was the Romans and the Jews.
在彼得的那个时代呢。在外在的一个政治上面的一个征战呢，是来自于罗马政府还有犹太人。
What you want to understand is sort of behind the scenes there were lurking the unseen spiritual forces.
可是呢，在这个背后呢，也潜伏着这个属灵的一个势力在那边。
Today, those types of enemies may appear innocent and harmless.
现在这些的征战呢，可能表面上看起来非常的无辜，而且没有害。
Like that.
就好像我们看到的这张图。
They're really wolves, and they're disguised as sheep.
他们是披着羊皮的狼。
And make no mistake, the unseen spiritual forces behind your enemies, Satan is the head.
我们要知道在这我们看不到的属灵的势力背后最大的那个就是撒旦。
The same as it was in Peter's day.
这个也是在彼得那个时代也是同样的情况。
His desire is not only to cause as much trouble for Christians as possible.
撒旦他想要的不只是要让这个基督徒遇到各样的麻烦。
Okay? He's a wolf. He eats the sheep. He will kill you.
他是狼，他是要来杀害这些羊的，所以他会杀害你。
So we need to be on guard.
所以我们必须要保持警惕。
Even all these centuries from the time Peter wrote, Satan's hatred of Christians hasn't lessened at all.
虽然从彼得写下这些话之后已经过了几千年，可是撒旦他所要对基督徒的仇恨一直没有改变。
So Peter's going to help us to understand how do we live in the world where it's anti-Christian.
所以彼得要教我们如何活在这个抵挡基督徒的世界里头。
And Peter's story, the story of Peter's life, in fact, even beyond his letter, it's a great example for us.
就是在这个书信之外，其实彼得他的生活呢，给我们是一个很好的样本。
You're going to see how God has radically changed Peter.
你可以看到神是怎样巨大的改变了彼得。
So when Jesus was here on the earth in human flesh,
当耶稣他道成肉身来到这个世上的时候
，Yeah, this is Jesus in the red here, Peter in the blue.
所以我们看到耶稣穿红的彼得穿的是蓝色的。
You have to understand, Peter is one of the very few human beings who got to walk with Jesus this closely for years.
彼得是少数的几个人可以跟耶稣这样亲近的一同行走。
That's an amazing blessing.
这是一个祝福。
And from time to time, Jesus would break, oh, let's see what I got here. Oh, so Peter had a very close relationship with Jesus.
所以彼得跟耶稣有很亲密的一个关系。
And from time to time, Jesus is going to break off from the group of the 12 disciples, and he's going to go off with sort of an inner circle.
有的时候呢，耶稣他会离开他的这个门徒，可是呢，他有一个核心的团队。
Okay, and I know you know it's always the same. It's Peter.
我们知道有彼得
and James and John.
雅各跟约翰。
Okay, always the same. Three.
总是都是这三位。
And Peter is always mentioned first.
而且彼得总是首先被提到的。
So whenever we have lists like this in the Bible, the person whose name is first has a position of leadership.
在圣经里头，如果说我们列出人的名单的话，通常列在第一位的就是他是这个团队的领导。
So I'll show you that here is Matthew writing about the 12 apostles.
这是马太他在他的福音书里头记载耶稣的十二个门徒。
And I highlighted there, but Matthew actually writes first Simon, who is called Peter.
在这里我们用黄色的显示出来的，他头一个叫做西门。
His brother Andrew.
然后他的兄弟安德烈。
James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John.
另外有雅各。还有他的兄弟约翰。
And on and on, but Peter is always first.
可是呢，彼得总是首先被提到的。
By the way, you might want to notice who is always mentioned last.
你可能要注意一下，谁总是最后一个被提到。
There's a reason for that.
这是有一个原因的。
Yeah. I just want to say something about James and John.
我们要也来看一下这个雅各跟约翰。
Yeah, they're actually Peter's cousins and they're partners in the fishing business in Peter's family.
他们也是彼得的表亲，那他们一起做这个打鱼的这个事业。
Okay, anyway, all this is to say, if there's any one person that can tell us about Jesus, it's Peter.
所以，可是我们知道，就是如果说有一个人能够清楚的来跟我们介绍耶稣的话，那应该就是彼得了。
And so you know that Peter is indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
我们知道圣灵居住在彼得的心中。
The Holy Spirit inspires him to write.
这个圣灵激励彼得来写这封书信。
So, how many Gospels do we have in the New Testament?
你知道我们圣经里头有几本福音书吗？
We have four gospels. Matthew.
我们有四本福音书。是哪四本？
Okay. Isn't there a gospel of Peter?
在这四本福音书里头有一本叫做彼得福音吗？
Let's look at our list again. So I've got Matthew, Mark and Luke are not on our list. They're not part of the original 12.
我们再来看一下这个圣经记载耶稣十二个门徒的这个名单。这个马可跟路加并没有在这个十二个门徒当中。
Yeah, so where did Luke get his information from to write the Gospel of Luke?
路加是从哪里得到资料能够写下他这本福音书的呢？
We know because we studied the book of Acts, right? It's the Apostle Paul.
当我们读使徒行传的时候，我们知道因为路加是保罗的同伴，那他的资料是从使徒保罗那里得到的。
So we see that Mark is not one of the original 12. Where did Mark get his information?
我们看到马可并不是原先耶稣的十二个门徒之一，那他是从哪里得到这些资料的呢？
Well, you know, Peter as a fisherman, he's not a scholar. He's not a guy that's like with books and writing.
我们要知道彼得他是一个打鱼的人，他并不是一个学者，能够书写很多的文章。
But one thing we know, Peter liked to talk.
虽然我们知道彼得他很喜欢说话。
So it's widely held by Bible scholars. Everything that Mark wrote in his gospel, he got it from Peter.
所以学者都同意这个马可呢是把这个彼得的话记载下来，写成了马可福音。
Yeah, even at the end of this letter, 1 Peter, Peter will mention, oh, Mark is with me.
而且在这第一封书信的最后呢，彼得他有提到说马可他与我同在。
So in that way, if it bothers you, I mean, you can think, okay, we do have sort of a gospel of Peter.
所以我们可以知道说，其实我们是有一本彼得福音的。
Because you think of all the 12, who would have written? Of course, Peter wrote.
如果说其他的在十二使徒当中有人写福音书的话，我想这个彼得当然也会。
Okay, I'm going to pick up in 1 Peter chapter 1 at the end of verse 2.
我们上一次是停在这个彼得前书第一章的第二节的最后。
Did you ever notice Peter and Paul and John, they all begin their letters with these same two words.
我们要注意到使徒彼得保罗还有约翰，他们总是在他们书信里头用到这两个字。
It isn't just merely like a formal introduction to a letter.
这并不是说只是这个书信里头很正式的一个用词。
Okay, and they will always put grace before peace.
他们总是把恩典放在平安之前。
Why is that?
为什么是这样呢？
And what exactly is grace anyway?
究竟恩典是什么意思呢？
Okay, here's a good definition of grace.
这是对恩典一个很好的定义。
Grace is the unmerited favor of God.
恩典是上帝给我们原不应该得的恩典。
We just sang the beautiful song, Grace, Grace, God's Grace.
我们刚唱了一首歌，就是恩典，上帝的恩典。
The one thing we really want to remember is the un, it's unmerited.
我们必须要注意到的是这个 on 这个地方。
Merit would mean that you earned it.
Merit 这个字是攻击的意思。表示说我们是去赚得到他的。
If God gave you what you earned, you would go to hell.
如果上帝要给我们我们赚得的，其实我们是会应该要下地狱的。
Yeah, God's grace is the only reason that you're going to know God's peace.
其实神的恩典就是我们能够得到平安的一个理由。
And another good word you can think of when you think of grace is just help.
当我们看到恩典这个字的时候，我们也想到帮助这个字。
God helps us.
神帮助我们。
And grace is even it's more than that.
可是恩典这个字其实比这个更多。
I like to think of this picture of a tree when I think about God's grace.
当我提到上帝的恩典的时候，我想到这个 这棵树这个图画。
I gotta move the speaker so I don't trip over. Where is grace? Is grace the fruit or is grace the root?
你觉得恩典是树上的果实还是这个根？
The root. Okay, grace is definitely the root.
所以恩典是这棵树的根。
Okay, and because of the roots of grace, it's going to produce the fruit of peace.
因为恩典的根，所以能够长出与神和好的这个果子来。
Now, this is invisible to us here. It's hidden under the ground. You cannot see what's under the ground.
这个根是埋藏在土里的，我们看不到。
But you can see the fruit.
可是我们可以看得到这个果实。
You shall know them by their fruit.
耶稣说你们可以从他们的果实知道他们是什么样子的。
So when you believe in what Jesus did for you, dying as your substitute on the cross.
当我们知道耶稣为我们所成就的事情，他在十字架上成了我们的替罪羔羊。
Okay, that's God's grace.
那是神的恩典。
And you receive peace with God.
我们就可以得到上帝给我们的平安。
I don't know if you can see that. It's a difficult image for us.
我们看到这一个我们不太容易接受的一个图画。
It's important for us to remember.
可是我们这是非常重要，我们必须要记得的。
So Peter was there. Peter was an eyewitness. He saw Jesus crucified.
彼得是耶稣被钉十字架的时候的一个目击者。
Even though he's writing this letter 30 years after this happened, in every chapter of 1 Peter, he speaks of the suffering of his beloved Lord.
虽然当彼得写他这封书信的时候，是已经离耶稣被钉十字架已经30多年了，可是他在这书信的每一章里头都提到耶稣的受苦。
So Peter is telling you as a Christian, God has given you In His mercy and love, He's given you His grace and His peace.
所以他在这里提到说，神给我们他的怜悯和慈爱，他赐给我们恩典跟平安。
This peace with God, you can never lose.
这是与神和好的这个平安呢，是一直存到永远。
That'd be a really good place to say Amen.
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 You can always participate with me.
大家可以参与，你想说阿们的时候就可以大声说。
This is why on the cross Jesus said,
在十字架上面耶稣说
It is finished.
成了。
So would you like to have God's grace and His peace multiplied to you?
如果你想让耶稣神给你的这个恩典和平安不断的加增。
Good, because Peter is going to tell you how to.
First three.彼得他将要教我们如何来做。
He says, "In His great mercy, God has given us new birth into a living hope."
彼得说他曾照自己的大怜悯重生了我们，叫我们有活泼的盼望。
I would say key word there is given.
在这里的要字就是给。
The life, whether it's your physical life or your spiritual life, it is the source is God.
不论是我们肉身的生命，或者是属灵的生命，这个来源都是上帝。
Life didn't happen by luck and by chance over billions of years.
这个生命并不是经过偶然的运气，经过几千万年这样子形成的。
That's your enemy, the world, trying to plant that seed of doubt in your mind.
这是我们的仇敌，这个世界，他想要教导我们，把这个错误的种子放在我们心里。
In Genesis, we read, "Then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and the man became a living being."
在创世纪里头就已经这么说，耶和华神用地上的尘土造人，将生气吹在他的鼻孔里，他就成了有灵的活人，名叫亚当。
Okay, so it is God himself who has given you life.
所以是上帝给我们每一位我们的生命。
A physical life.
我们肉身的生命。
Jesus says, flesh gives birth to flesh, but spirit gives birth to spirit.
可是耶稣又说，从肉身生的就是肉身，从灵生的就是灵。
So if you have this spiritual life in you, it has been given to you.
所以我们有这种灵性的生活，其实是上帝早已给了我们了。
Because it's been given to you, this is why it's now possible for you to live a Christian life, to live a new life.
所以因为是已经给了我们，所以我们能够来活这样的一个新的生活。
If God has given you the ability to obey Him.
上帝给了我们能力，让我们能够来顺从他。
That's the key of the new birth.
这是新生命的一个重要的要点。
And you didn't earn it; He gave it to you.
我们并没有赚的，是他给我们的。
Now, what is a living hope? What is that?
但活泼的盼望是什么呢？
So imagine for a minute there's no Bible.
我们想象一下，如果没有圣经的话
，There's no prophecy of a coming Messiah.
就没有这个弥赛亚要来的这样的一个预言。
No New Testament.
我们也没有新约。
When you die.
当我们死的时候
，That's it. The end.
这就是一个句点。
No hope of resurrection from the dead.
没有这个从死里复活的盼望。
No hope that Jesus is coming back.
也没有耶稣他还要再来的盼望。
If that's true, what would you hope for?
如果是这样的话，那我们到底盼望些什么呢？
Maybe you hope for what you can get right now, here, today, because this is all there is.
我们也许就只能盼望我们现在所有的。
Sadly, many people believe this, and they live their lives as if that's the truth.
可是我们很多人其实就是这样子生活，好像这样就是我们的生活。
But Peter says there's an inheritance kept for you in heaven.
可是彼得跟我们说，在我们天上是有基业的。
And through faith, you're shielded by the power of God to the salvation that's coming.
你们这些因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备和末世要显现的救恩。
So we know Peter is an eyewitness.
我们知道彼得他是一个目击者。
And Peter says that brutal, horrible, ugly death of Jesus Christ on the cross, that's not the end of Jesus.
彼得他说这个非常残酷的肉体的，就是耶稣基督在十字架上肉体的死亡，并不是耶稣基督的一个终结。
This is a main part of Christianity, resurrection from the dead. Peter was an eyewitness that Jesus is alive.
可是基督信仰的一个重点就是耶稣从死里复活。彼得他就是这事情的一个目击证人。
This is why it is a living hope. Jesus is not dead.
所以这是为什么我们有活泼的盼望，因为耶稣他仍然活着。
Now, anyone in the world that could tell you this is the Apostle Peter.
如果这个世界上有人能够告诉你这些事，这个人就是彼得。
And so Peter says, if you believe that God raised Jesus from the dead, you're going to rejoice.
所以彼得说，你们如果说能够相信耶稣从死里复活，你们就可以有大喜乐。
And why do you rejoice?
为什么你有大喜乐呢？
Because we have the same hope, right? We have the hope that God is going to do that for us as well. We're not going to die and that's the end.
因为我们有这样的盼望，因为我们知道神也会做同样的事情，让我们从死里复活。
So physical death is not the end of you.
所以肉体的死亡并不是我们人的一个终结。
You know, of the apostle John, Paul, and Peter, let's see here.
在这些使徒当中就是约翰、保罗跟彼得。
Okay, John is called the apostle of love.
我们称约翰为爱的使徒。
Paul is the apostle of faith.
保罗呢，他是信的使徒。
And what do you think Peter is the apostle of? Love,
你觉得
faith and hope. Amen, amen.
所以啊，彼得，我们称他为这个望
的使徒。Peter is the apostle of hope. Okay, so if you need some hope, you come to the right place.
如果你需要盼望的话，你来到一个正确的地方。
And God is going to supply both a strength for today and hope for the future.
而且上帝要赐给我们今天的力量跟明天的盼望。
Now one of the main themes that runs through Peter's letter here is suffering.
其实啊，在啊彼得这封书信里头啊，受苦是一个很重要的主题。
Yeah, why does God allow so much suffering in the world now?
为什么上帝让这个世界有这么多苦难的事情？
If God exists,
如果上帝存在的话，
and if God is all loving and all powerful,
如果上帝他是全爱而且是全能的，
then why doesn't he use his power to stop suffering right now?
为什么他不用他的能力让这些苦难都现在就停止消失呢？
It's not really an easy question, but non-believers answer it this way.
这不是一个容易回答的问题，但这个世界上的人是这样回答的。
Maybe he's not all powerful.
也许上帝他并不是全能。
Come on. Maybe he's not all loving.
他并不全都是爱。
And maybe he doesn't even exist.
甚至他也许就根本不存在。
Again, that's the world trying to plant the seeds of doubt in your mind.
这是这个世界想在我们心里放下这个怀疑的种子。
We're going to protect our mind and hold fast to God's word.
我们要保守我们的心思意念，把我们的心思放在神的话语上。
Because as believers, we need to have some understanding. Why is there so much suffering in the world today?
我们必须要知道为什么这个世界上有这么多的苦难。
Kind of a simple explanation is, well, we're still in the fallen world. You know, you're not in heaven yet.
我们一个简单的答案就是，我们仍然活在一个堕落而且破碎的世界，我们还没有到天堂。
And when God saves you, He doesn't instantly transport you to heaven.
当上帝拯救我们的时候，他并没有马上就把我们送到天堂去。
So God allows you to remain as a Christian, a believer in this fallen, suffering world.
上帝让我们停留在这个堕落而且在受苦的一个世界。
Peter says there's a reason.
彼得说这是有一个原因的。
He says it's so that the genuineness of your faith will be proven.
这样子才能够证明你信仰的一个真实。
What will you do when the difficulties come? How will you respond?
当苦难来到的时候，你是怎么样去回应？
And it isn't that it needs to be proven to God.
这并不是说我们必须要向上帝证明些什么。
God already knows everything.
上帝已经知道所有的事情。
But your own faith will be proven to you.
但是因为这样子，你的信心其实可以就向你显明。
So God often uses suffering, and it's going to deepen and strengthen your faith.
所以上帝常常用这些苦难来让我们的信心能够更加的坚定。
That'll be another good place to say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, your suffering now is going to result in glory and honor for you when Christ returns.
我们现在的受苦是将来我们得到荣耀跟尊贵的一个原因。
Do you believe Christ is coming back?
你相信耶稣会再来吗？
All right. Amen. Me too. Now remember how I said grace comes before peace, right?
我们记得我刚刚说这个恩典是在这个平安之前。
Yeah, in a similar way, suffering comes before glory and honor.
所以同样的，这个受苦呢，是在这个荣耀和尊贵之前。
Now you actually already know that this is true.
其实我们啊、也已经知道这是一个事实。
But I'm going to make it a little more plain and clear.
啊，我想让他啊、解释的更明白一点。
Have you seen this before?
啊，大家可能看过这个这句话。
Okay, so physically speaking, it means if I want to get big, strong muscles, right?
啊，这个啊、就肉体上面来讲，就比如说我们要想要有强壮的这个肌肉。
What do I got to do?
我们要做什么呢
？Wow! You know who that is?
你知道这是谁吗
？Arnold Schwarzenegger when he was young.
这是年轻时候的阿诺·施瓦辛格。
But I'm just going to use him as an example because it's sort of like an athlete. It's one of the biblical examples of athlete.
我们用他做例子，因为圣经常常用运动员来做例子。
So here he is, and he has some sort of a, you know.Bodybuilder event.
他是一个健身的人。
He's getting a sort of honor and glory. He's saying, look at my fantastic body.
他啊得到许多的荣耀跟尊贵啊。
Yeah.
看看他的这个强壮的身体。
I think it is amazing. That's really amazing.
这是非常啊。非常让人惊奇的。
But here he is, he's doing, you know, what a necessity had to come before that honor.
在这里呢，他正在做为了要获得荣耀跟尊贵之前，他必须要做的事情。
And you can see there's pain involved. It's like, ah, it's suffering.
你可以看到这里啊、有痛苦。
It's a suffering of a sort in the physical.
这是啊、肉体上所受的痛苦。
那 the same principle holds if you want to become a medical doctor or you know get your PhD.
啊，另外就好像我们想要啊、成为一个医生，或者是我们要拿我们的博士学位。
First, there's going to be years, right, of hard work.
我们必须要辛苦的来工作学习。
Before you get the honor of the graduation and your title.
一直到我们能够啊。毕业，我们得到这样的一个啊职称。
So I think in the spiritual realm, it's similar.
同样在属灵的这个层面也是类似的。
We need to ask ourselves, are there things that are worth suffering for now?
啊，我们要问，就是有值得现在为之受苦的事情吗
？Remember, Peter says, "Your faith is of greater worth than gold."
要记得彼得说我们的信心呢是比这个金子更为宝贵。
Yeah, even gold that has been refined by going through fire to burn off the impurities. Your faith is valuable.
虽然经过火、烧掉杂质而精炼的金子呢我们的信心其实比这样的金子更为宝贵。
Real Christian faith is precious in God's eyes.
这个真实的这个信心呢，它是宝贵的。
So don't treat your faith as if it's common.
不要把我们啊所有的这样的一个信心呢，当作是一个很平常的事。
Real Christian faith is precious. It's not common.
真实的啊，对基督的信心呢是非常宝贵的。
And a day is surely coming, and God is going to reward you for your faith.
而且。上帝为了你的忠诚而奖赏你的那一天呢，一定会来到。
So Peter continues, he says, "Listen, you've never even seen Jesus in the flesh the way I saw him."
彼得说，你们虽然没有像我一样亲眼看到耶稣
，but you love him.
但是你爱他。
Why do you love Jesus?
你为什么爱基督呢
？You love Jesus.
你爱耶稣吗？
I just like you to say that's good to respond. Yeah, is it because of what he can do for you?
那是因为他能够帮你做什么吗
？Maybe part of it, I think so.
也许有一部分的原因是这样。
It's really because of who he is.
但很重要是他是谁。
Maybe you love Jesus because of what he has already done for you.
而且我们。爱他是因为他已经为我们做了些什么。
So Jesus was willing to suffer.
耶稣他愿意受苦。
He didn't have to.
他并没有必要要这样子做。
So why was Jesus willing to suffer?
可是为什么 耶稣他必须要受苦。
The Bible says, "For the joy set before him, the joy to be with you forever." That's why he did it.
圣经上说，他是为了那摆在前面的喜乐，就是我们能够与他同在那样的喜乐，他接受了十字架的苦难。
So he's setting the example for you.
他为我们做了一个榜样。
You're suffering now. You're actually storing up for yourselves treasures in heaven.
我们现在的所受的苦难，其实是为以后在天上积存财宝。
And you know, when Peter's writing this, he's older, it's probably 30 years after the cross. He knows his life is coming to its end. He knows he's going to be crucified.
当彼得写这个书信的时候，他年纪已经大了，他应该是在耶稣被钉十字架30年之后。那他呢也知道他的肉身的结局也接近了，他快要被钉十字架。
Peter has his thoughts on the eternal, on the imperishable inheritance that's coming.
但是彼得呢，他的心里他知道他在天上有那个不能够衰残、不能毁坏的这个产业等着他。
Okay, I'm going to use the athlete example just to make one more point.
我们再用这个运动员的例子。
The point is this, you know, the physical glory is going to fade.
这个肉体的这个强壮呢会消失的。
Oh dear.
你们看到这张图。
What happened to Arnold?
对阿诺来讲发生了什么事呢？
He got old.
因为他变年纪大了。
But your spiritual inheritance.
但是我们属灵 的基业呢
？Never spoil, never fade, never perish.
是不能被玷污，不会衰残，不能朽坏的。
Yeah, this is so wonderful. This eternal, imperishable inheritance. Peter says, you know, even the Old Testament prophets, when they're writing about the suffering and the glory of Christ, they didn't really understand what they were writing.
彼得他写说。当先知把这些弥赛亚需要受苦然后得荣耀的这个事情写下来的时候其实他们还不知道没有完全明白究竟怎么一回事。
Peter says, these things are so wonderful, angels long to look into them.
彼得说这些事情是这样的奇妙连在天堂里的天使他们也想要来详细查看这些事情。
So in this present world, your faith in Jesus Christ is the most precious thing you have.
所以在这个世界上，我们对耶稣基督的信心呢，其实是最宝贵的。
Now I'm going to verse 13 in chapter 1, and it's Peter says, "Therefore, with minds that are alert and sober."
在这个第一章第十三节里头彼得写下说你们要约束你们的心谨慎自守。
Okay, and this is the verse I want to take from the King James Version.
这是一段经文我想要用这个英皇钦定本的这个翻译。
Here is girding up your loins.
这里是这个束腰的一张图片。
And I chose this just so you'd have something that you could not forget.
我把它放出来所以你看了之后你不会忘记。
Well, that's the idea. That's the kind of clothing they wore back in that day.
这个是在那个时代他们所穿的一个衣服。
And if you were going to either do work or have a fight, you had to gird up your loins.
当他们有一个对战的时候呢，他们必须要把这个衣服这样子缠起来，叫做束腰。
It's just old English.
这是这个老的这个英语的词汇。
Today I might say you gotta roll up your sleeves or something like that.
对今天来讲，我们可能说我们把袖子卷起来啊。
So that's to get ready for a physical fight.
这是要经过一个这个肉体的一个征战的时候是这样。
But Peter says we have to gird up the loins of our minds.
但彼得说我们要束起我们心中的腰。
We need to get ready for spiritual battle.
我们必须准备好要做这属灵的征战。
You do need to be sober. That means your mind must be clear.
我们必须要清醒，就是要保持我们的头脑的冷静。
You're going to need to be mentally alert.
我们必须在心理上要警戒。
Don't be spiritually drowsy.
不要就是在属灵上面懒惰。
And we are people of hope.
我们是有盼望的一群人。
Yeah, why?
为什么呢?
Because we're facing spiritual enemies, we are in spiritual battle.
因为我们是跟这个属灵的这个敌人，我们在做一场属灵的征战。
Now, here's a quote from a man who was radically changed by God.
下面这段话呢，是一个曾经被神大大改变的一个人写下来的。
See if you can tell me who said these words.
看你们能不能跟我讲，就是谁写的。
Our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world.
因为我们并不是与属血气的征战，乃是与那些执政的、掌权的、辖管这幽暗世界的，以及天空属灵气的恶魔征战。
Yeah, I like the way Paul says it's very clear.
这是保罗写的，他写的非常清楚。
Right now we're against spiritual forces of evil.
现在我们是在面对这个恶者，这个邪恶的人，他的一个属灵的征战。
In fact, right now the whole creation is suffering.
整个被造之物现在都在受苦。
The whole creation is in bondage to decay.
因为所有的受造之物都在败坏的辖制之下。
You know why that is?
你知道这是什么吗?
Because God has subjected the creation to frustration.
因为神其实是要让被造之物要劳苦叹息。
In this age, there will be suffering and frustration.
在现今的这个时代呢，受造之物是要受苦的。
This is primarily is because of human sin and even angelic sin.
这是因为人的罪，其实也包括也有这个天使的罪的原因。
That's the bad news.
这是一个坏的消息。
It's the truth.
可是这是真实的。
But Peter is going to encourage us. He's going to say, "Get your thoughts up."Higher than that.
但彼得鼓励我们要把我们的心思放在放在上方上面的事。
In fact, here's a nice biblical image.
这里也是一个很好的一个合乎圣经的一个景象。
The women here that have had children, would you agree it's not called labor and labor pains for nothing?
我们看到这个妇女她快要生产了，我们。并不是说这个好像这个 labor 这个受劳苦这是其实很痛苦的事情。
It hurts. Yeah. But then guess what?
可是呢，我们看到这个婴孩。
The new life comes. Everything changes.
当新的生命来临的时候，一切都改变了。
So Peter's saying the Lord's return, it's going to be like this. When the Lord returns, the whole thing will change.
彼得说当耶稣再来的时候其实跟这个妇女生产有点像。
But first comes the pain.
一开始会有痛苦。
Then comes eternal gain.
可是会有一个永恒的收获。
Now for this reason, Peter is going toencourage you as a Christian to live a holy life.
所以彼得在这里鼓励基督徒要过一个圣洁的生活。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because Jesus is coming back.
因为耶稣他要回来。
Just as he who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do.
那照你们既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
In chapter 2, we'll look at that much more in detail.
在第二章我们会看到更多。
So be holy because you've been purchased by God by His grace.
因为你已经被上帝所买赎，被他的恩典所拯救。
And Peter saying he didn't purchase you with perishable things, gold or silver.
彼得说他并不是用那些会朽坏的东西来买赎你，就好像用银子啦、金子啦。
God has purchased you with the precious blood of Jesus.
神是用耶稣基督他的宝血来买赎我们。
So walk worthy of Jesus.
所以我们所做所行必须要跟那个救赎我们的人来相称。
Be ready.
我们要准备好。
You're in a spiritual battle.
我们是在属灵的征战里头。
Real spiritual enemies.
我们是有在灵性世界里头的敌人。
Those enemies are both outside of you and internal.
这些敌人不单是外在的，也是我们内在的。
Okay, finally, at the very end of chapter 1, Peter is going to conclude, he's going to quote the prophet Isaiah.
在彼得前书第一章的最后面，他引用了先知以赛亚的一段话。
And I'll just read it. It says, all people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flower falls.
他说，凡有血气的，尽都如草。他的美容都像草上的花，草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Maybe not. Okay. But the word of the Lord endures forever.
唯有主的道是永存的。
So if you have received the word of the Lord,
我们已经领受了神的话语。
Okay, and you're receiving it even now. You've received God's life-changing power.
我们也领受到神改变生命的这样一个能力。
Because the Word is literally Jesus. He is the Word.
因为神的话就是耶稣基督。
So last time I mentioned, you know, Peter's name in Hebrew, it's Simon or Simeon.
彼得他的这个他的犹太人的希伯来的名字呢是叫做西门。
And the Hebrew scholars tell me anyway that that name in Hebrew it means a reed.
这个希伯来文的学者告诉我这个字西门是芦苇的意思。
Maybe when they were out fishing or something, Peter's father saw the grass and I don't know, he named him reed.
也许是彼得父亲当他出去打鱼的时候看到这个水里的这个芦苇，就给他儿子取了名字。
So, a reed is grass, something that's easily swayed and shaken and moved by the blowing wind.
这个芦苇是一种草，它容易摇摆，它摇晃，被风吹动。
But Jesus changed his name.
但是耶稣改了他的名字。
And he looked at him and he said,Simon, son of Jonah, you will be called Cephas, which is Aramaic. It's translated Peter.
耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门，你要称为基法。基法是亚兰文，可是翻译出来呢，就是彼得的意思。
Remember, in the Old Testament, God changed Jacob's name to Israel.
我们记得这个在旧约有这么一个故事，上帝把雅各的名字改成以色列。
Jacob, the heel grabber.
这个雅各他是抓取的。
Israel, who wrestles with God.
可是以色列呢是与神角力的人。
And so Jesus changes Peter's name from being like grass, something that withers and falls.
耶稣把这个彼得的名字从西门这个是个草，它会凋谢，会枯萎的。
Becoming like a rock.
变成石头。
Something solid, something strong.
是坚固而且是强壮。
Jesus changed Peter into a Christian.
对耶稣改变了彼得，让他成为一个耶稣的基督徒。
That's something that will last forever.
它可以一直持续到永远。
And may God's grace and His peace also make you strong forever.
愿上帝的恩惠与平安能够让我们每一位都能够更加的强壮。
Amen.
Amen.